Dear Mother, this same lady wore a kilt long ago. The time and place you'll remember, I know. It was long, long ago in the old fairy plain, which will bring recollections back to you again. Long years have passed, dear mother, since then, and your wee laddie grew and went out among men. But still you can see by his kilt and his feather that his coat is aye warm where the Highlanders gather. And he aye means to stick to his clan and his plaid until the day comes neath the granite he's laid. And now I must bid you goodbye, mother mine, with my very best love for Auld Lang Syne. Words by J. Grant. Okay. I'm just going to start. No idea how to proceed really with this. I'm sitting here in the studio in front of James Grant's violin. I've tried and tried to get access to this instrument and it just failed dismally. I put all of my objectives out of my mind and I'm just going to try and see if I can find a way, find the pathway that's got to be there for me to gain access to it. The more that I've failed in attempting to get this thing to speak to me, the more obsessed I've become with succeeding. And maybe I'll just go completely balmy and that'll be that. Thank you. sign, my dear, for auld lang syne. We'll take a cup of kindness yet for the days of auld lang syne.
I want to not approach this instrument as a thing. I want to approach it as a sentient being. And when I say that, it just feels so forced. It's not part of my culture. It's just a piece of wood and metal. It how can it possibly have a soul or a spirit or even a memory? And yet when I think about what this instrument has been through, and particularly about its relationship with James, my great-grandfather, I had the conviction that it must have been affected by that in some way, particularly when you hear it, you know, vibrating with my own voice. And I haven't even touched it yet.
So here's a hand, my trusty friend, and gi's a hand o' thine. We'll take a cup of kindness yet for the days of auld lang syne.
All right, I'm going to change now. I'm not going to call you it anymore. I'm going to call you. James Grant's violin. So you're a you now. I will know whether I've started to succeed when I say that it feels absolutely right and natural. At the moment, it doesn't. Like I'm trying to walk like somebody else instead of myself. I've got to assume a different gait so that I can sense and feel in a way that's foreign to me at the moment. But I don't want it to stay foreign. And I'm having difficulty now actually contemplating the moment of picking you up, because I know who's picked you up the most. And that's James Alexander Grant. Born Rosthay, Scotland, 1866. Died Dunedin, New Zealand, 1936.
For auld lang syne, my dear, for auld lang syne, we'll take a cup of kindness yet for the days of auld lang syne.
Ornamentation on the top of the fingerboard. There are little holes drilled in the ebony. He's autographed his instrument. He's made it his own, physically. So, I wonder if you'd be prepared to tell me something about your experiences with James. I'm sure you knew that James wrote poetry. I wondered if you might like to hear a couple of his poems. You probably haven't heard them for a long time, and I've absolutely no doubt he would have performed these. I've looked through some of them. They were passed on from Doreen the same way you were, and at least they might resonate and help us relax a bit together. Here's one. I think this is probably the best one I've got in my possession anyway. It's called The Silvery Wave. Now far away towards the west, the sun is sinking down, to rest.
And as she sinks low out of sight, she tips the waves with silvery light. And now, as darkness settles o'er the dark blue sea and rocky shore, all nature seems still as the grave, broken only by the silvery wave. And as I wander on the sand, I think upon another land that lies so far away from me, touched by this same sweet silver sea.
Thank you.
I've been over here night after night after night, late, because of the traffic and Christ knows what. And you sit there, mute, saying nothing. I've gone to the trouble of refurbishing you. And now here I am. It's bloody 5 o'clock. There's traffic driving past outside. I can't get a decent recording. I've had enough. Why won't you speak? It'd be fucking great if you actually got on with it. I can hear you resonating with my voice. My voice! My voice! So why the fuck won't you bloody all say something? It is very disconcerting that you've got a very curvaceous body and so many parts of it have the same label as the human anatomy. You've got a neck, you've got a waist, you've got a fingerboard, and all I can hear is the noise from the microphones. So is that what you're offering, is it? Is there nothing there? I was about to go to bed, but I find myself compelled to come over and apologise to you for losing my temper today. I realise it's not going to achieve anything, and it also shows a lack of respect for which I'm deeply ashamed. I hope we can continue tomorrow and find some kind of mutual place. All those hours and hours and hours and hours on bowing and plucking and him getting into a relationship with you and vice versa. The two of you becoming conjoined in some way. James couldn't make his music without you and you couldn't speak without him. And now he's dead. Everything I know about James makes me feel solidarity with him. His poetry and his painting and his Highland dancing and his violin playing and his gold mining and his philandering and apparently, I don't know. You would know, of course, wouldn't you? You'd be there most of the time, probably. It's so infuriating that you have this. Memory, but it's closed to me.
For Auld Lang Syne, my dear, for Auld Lang Syne. We'll take a cup of kindness yet for the days of Auld Lang Syne. So here's a hand, my trusty friend, and here's a hand o' thine. We'll take a cup of kindness yet for the days.
Around the back plate on the outside. And up the middle. Again. Here's a circumnavigation. Starting in the top centre and going right. Round to the top of the waist. From the waist. Round the bottom to the middle. Up the other side of the bottom. Around the waist. And up to the top again. I reckon if I just massage you. Yeah? Give you a bit of TLC. Maybe that'll loosen you up a bit.
Thank you.